Hi, dear listener. Before this episode plays, I'd like to invite you to keep in touch with us at oralstories.com. There you can sign up for our newsletter and we'll keep you in the loop. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to Oral Stories. Upper River, Episode 3, On the Way to Rüdesheim.
Snuggle in, passengers. We're sailing all damn day.
Lisa, come sit with us.
We're prepping for round 4 at the Waffle Bar.
Okay, thanks.
We're so glad you're back.
We were worried about you when we lost you yesterday.
We didn't really do anything, but we did pour out some wine in your memory during happy hour. But it was good wine, so...
Hey, wine is wine. I'm honored.
So, tell us everything. How was spending the day with Herr Flugendorfer?
Candace seems to have taken a shine to you. Has she talked about me?
Has she told you about her next book? Will Adeline and Abelard be reunited after being separated by both space and time?
Ooh, I forgot about that. I hope they make it out okay.
What has she told you?
I'm like a doctor. I can't share information. At least that's what I learned from Grey's Anatomy. And that examination rooms smell like that for a reason.
You saucy minx.
We'll get it out of you at some point. Every day is a new day.
And a new chance to corner you after you get overserved at a wine tasting.
Uh-oh, it looks like they're about to run out of the berry compote.
What? It's supposed to be open for another hour.
Out of my way. I need to taste the quince.
Why are they running?
I lied and told them the waffle bar was closing. Because they were starting to creep me out.
This is why I love you.
Aw, I have warm feelings for you too. Sit, join me.
Right here? At this table? Out in the open?
Is there something wrong with it?
No, I'm just people watching, trying to get some inspiration, you know, observing things quietly from the shadows. Writer stuff. Definitely not hiding.
Hey, I wanted to thank you for standing up for me last night.
Of course, you're my friend. Also, anytime I can prod Captain Dalton is a good time to prod Captain Dalton.
Tell you a little secret. I was so scared to go on this trip. I thought people would judge me for being alone, too old, drinking milk with dinner.
Cow milk with dinner?
And they did.
I certainly am.
But thanks to you, they're judging me kindly. I'm Candace Bigbush's confidant. Everyone thinks I'm exciting and scandalous.
I do bring the drama.
Is that your phone ringing?
No.
Yes, it is. I hear it. Here it is. It's a call from...
Whoops, went to voicemail.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes, just publishing stuff. Boring. I'll just go or call them back. See you at the castle tour later.
I'm going to go get my seat now and let you take that call in peace. If you need me to scold them, I'm here. You're a nice lady and a good friend. Don't let them be mean to you.
Lass sie nicht gemein sein.
Exactly. Thanks, phone.
Willkommen.
Hi. Yes, I got your message, but I need more time.
This seat is too hard. This one is too soft. And this seat... sounds like I have gas.
Comfortable?
Captain Dalton! Yes. I was just trying to find a good spot for this afternoon's castle tour.
Yes, the castles of the Rhine. I'll show you the grandeur and the grace of history while Candace points out where Abner showed everyone his little Abner.
Abelard. And he wouldn't expose himself like that. He's classy.
Here you go. This one is the best. Not too hard, not too soft, and next to me.
Sir, if you're done with your inspection of the chairs, the engine room is ready for you.
Yes. Chairs on point. See you later.
Thank you for your inspection. Phone, call Ross and Rachel. Phone, call Ross and Rachel. Oh, for Pete's sake, thank God I still remember numbers.
Mom, how's the trip? Have you run off anywhere today? Just kidding. My tracker says you're sailing south towards Rutschheim, just like you're supposed to be. But your Fitbit says you aren't getting your steps in. Maybe do some laps around the top deck?
What she means to say is we are so glad you're having a good time.
I really am. Your dad would have loved this place.
He did love old castles and pickled herring.
And from when Rachel read your diary, the motion of the ocean. I regret that I know that.
Mom, you loved him entirely, but you were so young when you lost him. Don't feel bad for living your life after he's gone.
Don't worry about me. I had the great love of my life. I'm good. And when I get lonely, I can just read the hero and the heroine and remember how it felt.
Oh, Mom.
That's so sad.
Okay, loves, I'm gonna go.
Take lots of pictures so we can Photoshop the cats in later.
Aw, Mr. Fluffernutter will love that.
Oh, calm down, Fabio. You'll get Photoshopped in, too.
Here you go, sir. Your index cards are all set.
Thank you. Go ahead and put them on my chair.
Dan, why do you write speech notes for the captain? He knows everything about the Rhine.
The Rhine is approximately 765 miles long and flows through Germany, France, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Austria, and the Netherlands before it empties into the North Sea.
I write the sections that give shout-outs to individual passengers.
Like what?
Like, look, there's the Rhine Tower, Mrs. Shields. Does it remind you of Mr. Shields?
Except classy.
I'm repeating word for word one that you wrote for me last week.
Okay, it was a well-endowed group. It was warm. I saw them in the pool. Anyway, to answer your question, First Mate Tegan, I gave our very knowledgeable, very serious captain here the ability to connect with the passengers in ways that are not just safety demonstrations.
Hey, that lifeboat demo is important. It once saved a whole school of sea lions off the Dalmatian coast.
And Dalmatians. I saw him connecting with passenger Cathcart this morning on the bow. And by connecting, I mean talking within a completely appropriate fashion. Nothing me too-y.
That's enough, First Mate.
Ooh, yes, I love this for you.
He even showed her the prime seat for today's tour.
The Cleopatra seat. Damn, the captain's got a crush.
I do not. Now, help me with this tie.
You're wearing a tie? That is fancy.
Tegan, thank you for volunteering to pilot solo today so Captain Dalton can give a talk about the castle.
Of course.
Remember, if anything happens, I will haunt you until your dying day.
Naturally, sir.
Come on, boss, let's get you down to the bow and maybe stop by those lifeboats for a surprise inspection, you know, just for fun.
Ooh, so this is where the fancy suites are. Ooh, Candace is in the presidential suite. Ooh la la.
Ah, la la.
Ah, Bone. I didn't know you did French to German, too. Uh-oh. Candace? Are you okay?
Who? Me, yes. I'm totally a...
I brought you a lozenge and some vitamin C. You sounded like you were getting a full nose this morning.
That is so nice of you. Thank you.
So I scouted the deck. It's a bit nippy out there. You'll probably want a sweater or a padded bra. And be careful. Some of those chairs sound like you're passing gas, even if you didn't eat cheese for breakfast.
Oh, God. The tour. I totally forgot. Wait for me. I'll get my cards. Sorry. Hold on. I have to get this.
Sure. Do you maybe want to put something cool on those eyes first?
What's wrong with my eyes?
Nothing. I'll just make you a compress. It'll be fun.
Hi. You're around now. Can we talk? Thank God. Okay, hang on a minute. Lisa, I need a favor.
If it's to put peppermint oil in the compress, I'm way ahead of you.
I need you to do the tour.
What?
No, now is a great time. I can absolutely talk now.
You can't talk now. What's happening?
I'll explain later, but Lisa, I need your help.
You need my help?
I have to take this call right now. It's a matter of life or death. You know the book's front and back.
Wow, the life of a writer is more exciting than I thought. All right, I'll cover for you.
Thank you. Here are my note cards. You can just read them off. You'll be fine.
I'm on it. Just until you get there, right?
Thank you. I'm here. Go ahead.
Well, at least I have a good seat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to one of my favorite days aboard the Liebesboot, and not just because I don't have to do any walking tours, sailing day! Today is the day we take in the very best of the river, leaving from the beautiful port of Cologne and ending late in the evening at the Rudesheim.
Ooh, Rudesheim, I'm feeling fine.
I see Lisa's already excited.
Nervous, excited, it's all the same to my intestines.
The most wonderful thing about the Rhine is all the historic castles along the way that we can see right here from this very boat. And our own Captain Dalton is going to share stories about these castles as we sail by. Author Candace Bigbush will share how each of these castles inspired her own work from the hero and the heroine.
I'm filling in for her today.
Is she okay?
Definitely not.
Correction! We have a special treat today. Insider and Big Bush confidant, Lisa Cathcart, will be delivering the juicy behind-the-bush details in Mrs. Big Bush's stead. Looks like we have a castle coming up right now. Take it away, Captain Dalton and Lisa!
Okay, yes. Our first castle that you can see coming up is the Schönborg Castle. It was burned, rebuilt, bombed, bombed again.
When do we get to the love part?
Will you start to become a good listener? Captain Dalton, please continue.
Thank you, Lisa. After years of being abandoned, the great-great-grandchildren of the castle's original owners have made it into a hotel and a restaurant.
Neat!
Plus, they have a killer currywurst.
Well, I don't know what that is, but it sounds delicious. And from Candace's notes, the Schönborg Castle was the inspiration for the sex hostel.
That is my favorite kind of hostel.
And that's how you roast a goat herd.
I might actually want to read this book.
It's pretty great. Almost as good as the real stuff.
I want to hear more of the actual sexy details.
I'm here if there are any pictures.
I'm pretty sure Candace didn't include any. But I do have some studio shots of my cats. This is Dr. Acorn. He just loves hair ties.
We were promised Candace.
I want my big bush.
Okay, bushies. You want personal details? You got personal details. But in order to get a weird detail from me, I get one from you. Let's jump in. You, passenger. Tell me the first time you couldn't achieve an erection.
I'm sorry. I overstepped.
I love you. Please forgive me.
Everyone, back to your rooms. If you're good, I'll see you for second cake hour. Ready? Go!
Dan, for the third time, it is not champagne time.
Too bad.
Oh, hello, Lisa. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see all of you.
Sorry. I just got back from running club. I told them it was a bad idea to go with short shorts.
I just wanted to drop off a copy of the book. I have two. Always bring a backup is my motto. That, and you should always carry sanitary wipes.
Thank you. It looks like I'm about to have some time soon.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Come on in. And show me your favorite parts.
Captain!
Of the book. I meant of the book.
Dan, I'm working. You really gotta learn drinking alone can actually be pretty fun.
Who's Dan?
Jeffrey, my dear husband, who I definitely haven't been hiding from all over Europe. I'm so glad to see you!
It's time to sign these divorce papers.
Come in.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Upper River by Oral Stories, written and directed by Danielle Evenson and Heather Huntington. Produced by Camille Johnson. Executive produced by Inia Fong. Characters were brought to life by Denise Moses, Laura House, D. Elliot Woods, Mega Nabe, John Luce, Andy Enninger, Lauren Blumenfeld, Toby Windham, Daryl Deegan, Jay Pichardo, and Heather Huntington. Music composed by John Reuter. Sound design and editing by Alexa Ruvalcaba and recorded at Shane's Lock Productions in Hollywood. Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app or visit us at oralstories.com. Check out Bonnie Screws Up and Fast Track to 40, also from Oral Stories.